Morning, everyone. Thanks, Sam. I so enjoyed the worship this morning. Thought the band did a great job, and all the media boys at the back and the sound, it was absolutely fantastic. Now, let's be honest with ourselves here this morning. Why on earth would any grown adult in the 21st century want to go into a paddling pool waist high and be plunged backwards into water in front of their peers and friends and family and a whole bunch of strangers? Yes, why on earth would anybody want to do such a bizarre thing? It seems to the human modern mind absolute madness, something that crazies would do. Why would you do that? Unless something so significant and dramatic and powerful and meaningful and happened into your life that very dramatic act symbolized outwardly some internal encounter that you'd experienced that made sense and meaning and purpose of it all. That can honestly only be the logical conclusion, that something so life-changing had happened that the dignity and the embarrassment and the awkwardness and the timidity and the shyness and the vulnerability that we all face as modern human beings, because we know what we're like, aren't we? That something stronger than our pride and our dignity and our embarrassment and shame prevailed and moves us to do something so dramatic, so extraordinary, and so unusual in the modern world. And that's exactly what you're going to see demonstrated today when these people, these candidates as we call them, these wonderful people take the plunge and make a big splash. Baptism is a dramatic big splash that says something absolutely astonishing has taken place in my life and I want everybody to know about it. There is a wonderful verse in the Bible that symbolizes and explains perfectly what baptism is. And if I could have it on the screen, it's this. In the book of Corinthians, the Apostle Paul says, if anyone belongs to Christ, he has become a new person. That's it. Something so dramatic has taken place. If anyone belongs to Christ, they have become a new person. The old has gone, and the new life has begun. And in one version, and I love this version, it says, behold, the new life has gone. Which basically, take a look at this. Look at this. And that's what these guys who are getting baptized are saying. They're saying, take a look at this. I've got a new life. Something has happened. My old life has gone, and a brand new life has begun. And so in this verse, we see three simple things. And I only intend to speak for about 15, 20 minutes this morning so we can get on with the show. But it's not a promise. But I'm going to try real hard. The first thing we see in this wonderful verse, and it's a great verse, it says, if anyone belongs to Christ, what baptism dramatically symbolizes, as Tim in his kid spot so excellently put, that I have chosen to belong to Jesus. And it's a sign that I have chosen to belong to Jesus. And belonging to Jesus is not belonging to a dead religion. It's belonging to a living Savior who is alive that changes life. These people have discovered Jesus not to be a dead religion, something that's written about in an ancient book, a philosophy, one of those. I'm not even going to try saying it again. They have discovered Jesus to be a living Savior, a person that is powerful and alive and risen from the dead. And because of that and that alone, they want to be associated with him. Who just wants to be associated with a set of rules? Who wants to be associated with a dead religion? But when you meet somebody who is so powerful that can change and liberate your life, you just want to be associated with that person and hang out with them because you want to hang out with great people. And Jesus is a great person. He is God who has become a man, and he is awesome, and he changes lives. And that's why the disciples wanted to be baptized. They found 2,000 years ago, after they saw him brutalized upon the cross, put in the grave, 3 days later, they found Jesus to be alive. And it changed their life so much that they were prepared to be associated with him permanently, even when they were tortured, sawn in two, put on posts, tar pulled over them, set alive in Nero's garden parties, fed to lions. They didn't care what happened to them. They didn't care what people thought or what people did to them. They wanted to be associated with Jesus through baptism. And it cost many of them their lives. That is a powerful defense, reason, evidence that Jesus is alive from the dead. Because who would lay down their life for something that is not true, something that is just a philosophy, and somebody that they claim to be alive that wasn't really? No, they had seen him and they had experienced his changed. And because of that, they were changed forever and they would go through anything for him. That's why these guys are being baptized, because they've encountered the same experience that the disciples encountered 2,000 years ago. And every single person in this room and every person on the face of this planet right now can have that same experience, because Jesus can belong as Savior to everyone, because the scriptures say he's the Savior of the few. No, he doesn't. He says he's the Savior of the world. So the first thing is that I belong, and that's why they're doing it. And it's a compelling reason for believing in the resurrection. The second thing is, it's a dramatic sign and symbol of change. Have you ever met somebody who changed your life? I did. She's sitting over there. Changed my life. No, she did. When I met Sarah, I noticed some changes in my life. I began to feel this weird sensation inside of me. It was called love. Sometimes it felt like butterflies. Sometimes it felt like excitement. Sometimes it was like nerves. Sometimes it caused me to go off my food, and I didn't want it. I almost like ate for the sake of it, because I loved her. She had such an impact upon me that I lost the ability to taste for a while. A person had the power to change my life and change the course of my life and change my decision from being single and free and footloose and fancy free to I want to spend the rest of my life with this person and do every day with this person. This person changed my life. People can do that, you know. There's certain people that you can meet can actually change your life and the course of your history. Every person who encountered Jesus were changed forever. Every person. Because Jesus is the change maker. And meeting Jesus changes life then and changes lives today. For the scriptures say he's the same yesterday, today, forever, the same. And his love. Now, human love, as many of us experience human love, can change stuff within us. But his love is not human, and it's not temporary, and it's not imperfect. His love is divine. God is love. And Jesus says this, he who's seen me has seen the Father. And if you've locked into my eyes, says Jesus, and if you allowed me to touch my, allow my life to touch your life, and if you allow my words to seep into your heart, you are connecting with the most powerful force in the universe. It is the life-changing love of God. And sometimes it can fill you with excitement, and sometimes it can fill you with, ooh, this is a bit scary. I've connected with something so powerful that I can't control, but it loves me so much. And Jesus is a life changer. And that's what baptism symbolizes. That my life has been changed. His love changes everything. His power changes everything. His presence changes everything. Speaking personally, do you know, one of the things that surprised me most when I first found Jesus and belonged to him was his presence. I did not honestly know that I could feel, encounter, experience, whatever word you want to put in it, the presence of God. It surprised me. And it caused me, on times, tears would come down my face with a sense of love and presence, this overwhelming, wonderful presence of this person, we can know the presence of God in our life when we belong to him. And his presence changes everything. And you're going to hear in a few moments short accounts, and it would be wonderful if we could give each person who's being baptized maybe 10 or 15 minutes to share their whole life story and what Jesus has done for them. But we will be here for a long time. But we are going to hear short accounts of maybe a minute or so of how these lives have been changed. And the encounter, and the difference, the encounter that Jesus has made to them, and why they want to be baptized. Because baptism symbolizes a changed life through the presence and the power of encountering this person called Jesus Christ. And going under the water symbolizes the burying of our old lives. Remember what it says, the old life has gone. It symbolizes burying. There's two primary things that are being buried. First of all, it's the separation from your sin. And the burying of your sin that separates us from God. Yes, we've all sinned. We've all messed up. There's no point in denying it. You know, we all know we're not perfect. We only need to get out of bed on a grumpy day when we're tired and we get fed up with the cat or the people who's next with us and don't talk to me now. I'm not a morning person. You know, the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. Well, I haven't spoken to my neighbor for ages. We know what we're like, don't we? You only got to drive down the road and somebody cuts us up and... Yes. Or when it's busy Christmas time, you're trying to find a parking space in the shopping park and then some kid just nips into the space that you've been waiting for 20 minutes. Then you see what you're like, how many tires you want to slash. So we know what we're like. But the great thing about baptism is it all gets buried. And the stuff that separates us from a loving, holy God who's so perfect that really shouldn't have any time of day for us gets buried. So there's no separation between us and God because all of our stuff, all of our sins, buried. So we've got a clean slate. So we can engage and encounter the presence of God without hindrance. The other thing that gets buried is our baggage. Your sins and baggage are different. Sins are stuff that we mess up with, but we all got baggage, haven't we? And the thing about baggage is they weigh us down and slow us down in life, and we all know we got baggage. We've all got a history. We've all got stuff that sort of causes us to walk with a mental or emotional limp or a relational limp. We know that, don't we? The great thing about that is that our baggage gets buried, so we get set free. So we don't have to carry it. We can learn in the power of God to live without it. It's called freedom. And Jesus says, you shall know the truth, and he shall set you free. If the Son of Man, speaking of Jesus, the Son of Man shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. So this symbolizes a dramatic change. The old baggage is gone. The old sins have gone. Behold, the new life, the freedom has begun. And so going down symbolizes the getting rid of the baggage, and the coming up out of the water symbolizes the resurrection of Jesus and the fact that I get to partner with it, experience it, and benefit from the powerful resurrection of Jesus Christ. God's power for you in life through baptism. That's it. God's power for you in life through baptism because you put your trust and faith in Jesus. That's why these guys want to get baptized. That is the overwhelming change that has taken place in their lives that causes them to do what no ordinary person would do in a modern world. For me, when I counted it, the first thing I counted was a phenomenal peace. I was never a particularly anxious person, but I'd never experienced such a peace that I had when I gave my life to Jesus. Oh my goodness, I didn't know such peace could exist. And the other thing I encountered was purpose. Now I realized that God made me for a purpose. And I could walk with Jesus and he could guide me in that purpose so that I could experience fulfillment because I was fulfilling the purpose for which he made you. And he has made you for a purpose. And you can encounter his peace and his love and his freedom. And so baptism speaks of an open invitation, not just to the few, the nine that we're going to see today, but to the many, to the all. Jesus' final words to his disciples and to every one of you being baptized today, I would like to reiterate these final words to you, every one of you. He says this, go everywhere and tell everyone about me, instructing them, inviting them to be baptized, just like you, so that they can say to the world, I belong to Jesus. My old life has gone. Look, everyone, behold, the new life has begun, and you can encounter it too. So, Father, we pray your great blessing upon these candidates, these followers of Jesus, these disciples, these ones who are living a new life, and we pray you will send the power of your Spirit into their lives, and they will be filled with your presence and power, that they will go and serve you in your purposes. And through them, you will cause many to experience what they have known. In the name of Jesus, amen.